Well, unfortunately, it's not at all surprising that the Taliban has reacted in the way it has since the U.S. announced its withdrawal by intensifying its offensives. I think that this was really preordained, and I say that for several reasons. One, I think that the Taliban wants to put as much pressure on the Afghan government, on the country on the whole, as it can by essentially ramping up the offensives, surrounding cities, which it's done in some cases, and essentially being in a position where once U.S. troops have left, they would have a really strong bargaining position if there were to be negotiations, peace talks between the Taliban and the government. So I think that's one reason why we're seeing this. You know, the other thing is you noted that much of this fighting has been in areas of the north in Afghanistan, far beyond traditional areas of strength for the Taliban. And I think what the Taliban has been wanting to do in this regard is to try to strengthen its capacity to ramp up the fight further down the road by denying space to those factions that would be able to resist the Taliban. The northern parts of Afghanistan are the bastions of groups like the Northern Alliance, which have long been actors that fight against the Taliban. So basically, the Taliban is trying to prepare itself to be stronger both on the battlefield and potentially at the negotiating table.
You bring up the negotiating table. You know, the talks between the Taliban and the Afghanistan government have pretty much stalled. Do you see this activity as a legitimate, you know, leverage generating opportunity for the Taliban? Or is this an instance where because of the activity, there may not be any talks to be had at all because the two sides are diametrically opposed?
Yeah, well, I mean, unfortunately, violence is leverage, or at least that's how the Taliban sees violence. It sees violence as something that it can ramp up and ramp down at will, depending on what it's trying to, how it's trying to position itself for potential talks. And I think that the Taliban knows that the Afghan government will be receptive, to put it mildly, to talks, just because, you know, the country is falling apart, and Kabul knows that the security situation will get even worse after the U.S. Troop patrol is complete. So I think that the Taliban wants to do everything it can to ratchet up its bargaining position by using violence. And this is why, unfortunately, there have been so many calls from Kabul and Washington and many others for the Taliban to announce a short-term ceasefire to really provide a confidence-building measure for talks. But unfortunately, the Taliban is not going to just unilaterally agree to a ceasefire just because that would deprive it of leverage. It would only be willing to do that if it gets a lot more. And I think that suggests that it wouldn't be willing to agree to a ceasefire unless and until negotiations with the Afghan government have begun. But yeah, I think that the Afghan government certainly wants to try to recover some ground that it's lost on the battlefield so that it could come into potential talks from a position of a bit more strength. But you know, I think given how desperate the situation is in Afghanistan now, I imagine that Kabul would be open to talks, even if the Taliban continues to do what it's doing and not agree to a ceasefire.
One last question. This speaks to perhaps more the broader area. You know, what kind of security concerns and impact does the recent Taliban activity have, you know, for neighboring countries? What do you see as potential concerns by countries such as Pakistan and others in the area?
Well, I mean, any of the neighboring countries face risks from all of this Taliban violence because it contributes to, or should I say, it worsens an already volatile, unstable, violent situation. And that could lead to things like heightened refugee flows, more refugees trying to leave Afghanistan, going to Pakistan or Iran. It also raises the likelihood of the drug trade emanating from Afghanistan becoming even more robust. That could impact neighboring countries too. And also just the broader, you know, sense of a reality of instability perpetrated by the Taliban in Afghanistan, that allows terror groups, including those that threaten neighboring states of Afghanistan, it allows them to regroup and position themselves for cross-border attacks. And this is something that Pakistan certainly worries about from the Pakistani Taliban, which is based in Afghanistan. And finally, you know, the more the Taliban is successful in the battlefield, the more territory it takes, the closer it gets to being able to take over cities and threaten to seize power altogether. That will embolden Islamist terror groups in neighboring states, including in Pakistan, raising the risk that they could try to launch campaigns of terrorist violence in those countries as well.